Interesting enough, the Chassam Sefer brings down in Chelik Vav and his Tshuvas, he brings down this whole Shakal Taya, and he has a new way how to learn. He says like this. He says, the Gemara says in Saita, that Zivu Krishen, Abayim Yayim Kegim, Mitziris, Avlad, Machlisim, Bath Plaini, Leplaini. In fact, the Gemara, here we see it, Lefi Maisav, he says, like Kasha. Zivu Krishen, the first is Melmaila, Zivu Ksheni, when he marries later, then it's Lefi Maisav. He says, I heard a different pshat in Gemara from Darizal. He says like that. Zivuk Rishay means that the Katchile, when they're created, the Neshamas are created, each one is a half a goof and felt near Tzura Shlema. So B'tchilas Habriya, the Eibishter created like two parts of a Neshama. And that is because there shouldn't be any chsarin in the creation of the Eibishter. The everything should be two parts, has to be two parts, has to be two parts. So the first hachraza, he says, we only look how their tchundas there are with tzadam sham. That's called zivuk rishon. The way it's nikva lemaila, originally that this the shama belongs to the shama. However, after a person goes out la'avra elam, and then there's p'chira, every person has p'chira, he could do p'chira, you know, p'chira chashis. So, later it might change, and he will change the way he was before, and that's why he'll marry something else. Somebody else. Because right now, according to his anoge, his p'chira is one way, and his other, the real other half is a different way. That's called Zivuk Sheni. That's what I heard in the name of Deniza. So B'meile, so he says like this. It's possible that today, even by Zivuk Rishon, possible that the person didn't marry the one who, the Katchile, the Ace, Briyasam, Nishama, whatever, that was his Zivuk. Because there was purely out of the Tchulitz Amitav Nishama. Possibly, like you said, if there was Chira and she acted differently, yeah, so that's called Zivuk Sheni. So he says, La'os in love, when there'll be no Chet, there'll be like Chira Machet, and everyone will be pure. He says, people are going to go back to their original Zivuk Mamayla, even though he never lived with her today. That's what he owes. This is the original Zivuk that was original Mamayla. And that's how it will be by Tchias HaMesim. Will be only Taira and so on. There won't be any Halamas or Taira. So he says, he holds that what's going to be they'll go back to the original was Machet, even though Lepel Mamashi never married her. I'm just mentioning that's from Sefer.